弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们真是还要继续的回到灵里。
We need to continue to turn to the spirit。
我觉得每一次的这样训练，对我们就像是一座，实际上是在爬山。
I think every time we had the training, we are climbing up to the mountain。
我们从这个早上，我们来看到这个，我们首先要建立这个祷告的生活。
In the morning, we see that we need to have a life of prayer。
借着这个祷告的，我们会对人有负担，然后我们就有建立福音的生活。
Through prayer, we will establish burden on other people so that we will have the life of gospel.
当我们能够去传福音得着人的时候，我们自然而然就要来到我们今天的第四篇信息，就第三步。
When we go out to preach the gospel and gain some people, we will naturally go to this first step in this message, which is concerning shepherding.
就是我们说的一对一的牧养。
And we particularly talk about one-on-one shepherding.
所以我们这个求主给我们加力，希望我们在这个爬山的路上不懈怠，继续的向上。
May the Lord keep shepherding us while we are climbing up to the mountain.
我们今天这个实在是很甜美，因为我们这个下午的这个分组聚集，我们看到了很多这个见证。
In the afternoon, when we are separate in the different groups, there are so many testimonies that are so rich and nice.
我们看见主实在是信实的，借着我们的祷告生活，借着我们的祷告，主实在是成就了很多的事。
And we see the Lord is faithful. He really listened to our prayers.
很多连我们自己都不相信的这个家人或者是朋友，借着我们的祷告都能够得救。
Many one that we believe they would not be saved, actually got saved.
所以我们看见神是真是又真又活，他是听祷告的神。
And that saved through prayers, we really see that the Lord answered to our genuine prayers.
同时神他也是有经纶有计划的神。
And our God has His economy.
就像今天早上我们在约翰福音十五章看见的。这个神他是那个葡萄树的那个栽培者。
In John 15, we see that he is the gardener of the universal vine.
他把我们这节选所预定的人，就像枝子一样，能够接到这个葡萄树上。
We who are those predestinated and chosen, we are grafted into this vine.
他的目的就是要让我们去结果子，来荣耀他。
His goal is to us to bear much fruits to glorify our Father God.
所以黎弟兄在这个十二男子那个书里面他说到。
So in the book by Brother Watchman Nee,
他说这个在神把我们放在这个有限的时间和空间里。
God has put us into a limited time and space.
这个就好像一所学校把我们放在这里受成全。
Just like putting us in schools.So that we are being perfected.
我们虽然经历了很多的这个苦难，也很多经历很多的试炼和试诱。
Though we have passed through trials and sufferings.
但是神最终要把我们引到这个生命的成熟。
But God eventually lead us to maturity in life.
所以我们就看见这个神呢，他在这个永远的计划里啊，因着这个人的这个败坏和堕落。
So we see that God in His eternal plan, even though man was fallen,
所以他差遣了他的爱子，能够完成救赎。
He sent His beloved Son to accomplish redemption.
他除去了人和神之间的障碍。
He got rid of the barriers, the barrage between man and God.
使我们能够成为一个对的人。
So that we can become proper man again.
而这样一个对的人，就是今天弟兄早上所交通的。才使主能够来和我们能够调和。
Such proper man is the one who can mingle with God.
那所以我们今天的信息来到下午，我们看来读这个信息的第一大点。
So that now we come to this message, let read Roman number one all together.
我们先中文弟兄姊妹先读。
Chinese first.、啊、
在神完整的救恩中，他整个新约经纶的内容，乃是基督作为人子顾惜我们。并作为神子喂养我们，牧养人就是顾惜并喂养他们。好，英文弟兄姊妹
English. The content of God's entire New Testament economy in His complete salvation is Christ as the Son of Man, cherishing us and as the Son of God, nourishing us, To shepherd people is to cherish and nourish them.
所以神的这个救恩，他是借着这个，他是借着这个法理的救赎，并借着生机的拯救。这是这他在这里说的，他一边是在人性上顾惜我们，并借着神性上来喂养我们。
So God's full salvation involves two steps. One is the judicial redemption, the other is the organic salvation. And here we see that as the Son of Man, Christ as the Son of Man, cherishing us, and as the Son of God, nourishing us.
但是呢，在我们人性里面呢，其实我们的人性，每一个人，其实我们都要承认，我们的人性其实是有很多的缺陷。
We confess that in our humanity we have so many shortage.
我们这个就好像这个面里，这个主怕哪怕自把他自己比作细面，但是我们就好像在细面里面掺了很多的杂质，有很多的石头。
Just like Christ as the fine grain, but we have many other contaminants.
我们也许可以看见这个福音书里面主如何牧养彼得，我们就可以看见主的牧养的这个亮光。
In the Gospel of John, we see that how Christ really shepherded Peter.
因为你看彼得，他是一个满了血气的人。
Peter is a man full of in his flesh.
因为他很多时候他也有从主而来的启示。
Maybe he has some revelations from God.
这是他在马太福音十六章，他能够说你是基督，是活神的儿子。
Maybe in Matthew chapter 18, he see that you, Christ, are the Son of God.
但是呢，他没过多久，他又发肉体。然后当主向他们启示他首次要钉死复活的时候，他说这事绝不会临到你。
Sorry, in Matthew chapter 16, then when Peter see the revelation that Christ is the Son of God, but then he immediately turned to the next step.No, this thing, crucifixion, will not come to you, Christ, Jesus.
当主在这个约翰福音十三章，主说：“我现在要去的地方，你们不能去的时候，彼得马上说：‘你现在要去的，我也能去，我还要为你去舍命。’
In John chapter 13, when Jesus said that he is going to the place that his disciple could not go, but Peter immediately replied that I will go wherever you go.
然后主说。那鸡叫之前，你要三次否认我。
But Jesus just replied, "Before the dawn, you will reject me three times."
但是事实上，确实是彼得大大的失败了。
Of course, we know that Peter failed.
彼得经过这个失败，他得到了极大的破碎。
Through this failure, Peter was broken.
他人性的石头啊，就在那个时候就被破碎了。
All his contaminants in his humanity were all broken.
所以主就在复活以后，其实在我们在约翰福音二十一章就看见主对他的牧养。
So we see that in Christ's resurrection, how our Lord shepherded Peter.
主三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？”
The Lord asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
彼得说：“我爱你。”
Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, I do love you."
但是到最后，其实主问到他自己都没有信心了。他说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的。”
But at the last time, we all know that Peter replied in quite a shameful way that, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
以前我读这个约翰福音二十一章的时候，我的里面的图画是好像是比这个主当着很多人的面在那里问彼得。
When I first read John chapter 11, I thought that it was in the scenario that the Lord asked Peter in a very public situation with a crowd of people.
但是后来我们再往后读，发现这个当彼得转过身来，发现约翰跟着。
But when I keep reading that, I realized that when the Lord asked that, just only John was following these two people, the Lord and Peter.
所以这就给我们看见，主实际上是在那里一对一的对彼得进行这个牧养。
So, we all should see that actually the Lord is shepherding Peter one by one.
所以我们这个牧养啊，真是我们这个我们要需要有一个心愿。
So we should have a heart, towards shepherding.
就是我们其实我们都渴望为主说话。
We all desire to speak forth the Lord.
但是其实我们更大的心愿是我们需要去为主去接受这个负担，去一对一的去牧养。
But in addition to that, we all should take the burden from the Lord that we need to shepherd people.
所以我们就看到这个第二大点，当我们这个得到主的这个顾惜和喂养的时候，我们就会带来两件事。
So in Roman numeral 2, in the outline, we should see that after we were being nourished and cherished by the Lord, there are two things happened.
这就是这个纲要第二大点说的，就是结果子和牧养羊群。
These two things are, first, fruit bearing, second, shepherding the flock.
结果子它是生命的事。
Bearing the fruit is a matter of life.
而牧养羊群是侍奉的事。
Shepherding is a matter of service.
其实侍奉的事也就是建造的事。
And this matter of service, of course, is a matter of building.
所以这也是圣经的两条主线，就是生命与建造。
These are the two main lines in the Bible, which is life and building.
而这就是也是一个我们一个基督徒长大的一个过程。
This is our growing in life.
我们一面需要在生命上得着长大。
We grow in life.
我们一面还需要在人位上，就是我们的心智上。我们也要得着成熟。
On the other hand, it's concerning our heart.
因为我们很多时候就如果只是在这里注重这个吃喝享受主。
If we are just caring only about eating, drinking, and enjoying the Lord.
我们也每一场聚会我们都来参加。
We attend every meeting.
但是我们却没有这个实际的去操练实行去牧养羊群。
But we do not go and practice to shepherd others.
那么我们的属灵就会变成一种属灵的虚胖。
If it is so, it is just becomes a vain fattiness.
就好像在这个我不知道大家有没有读过这个，可能这个西人弟兄没读过。我们中文弟兄，我经常和我姊妹说，叫做这个金庸笔下的那个老顽童。
In a Chinese fiction, there is a character which is an old naughty boy.
就是他有成人的这个身量
，so he is outwardly look like an adult，
但是却不能背负任何的责任
，but he could not bear any adult responsibilities。
他的心智始终是像一个顽童
，that heart is just like a naughty boy in that old man。
我觉得我们应该问问自己，我们是不是存在自己落在一个这样的光景里面
？We should ask ourselves, are we like this old naughty boy？
当召会有时候神要我们在殿中做柱子的时候。
When the Lord wants us to be pillars for His building,
主要我们去牧养人的时候
，the Lord wants us to shepherd others.
我们是不是像滚动的石头一样就滚开了
？Are we just like the rolling stones, just get rid of the burden?
我们没有办法承受神任何的托付。
Are we the ones who cannot bear the Lord's burden?
这就是我们失去了破碎的机会。
But if we miss that, then we miss the chance that our natural being.Being broken.
一年过一年，我们的召会生活仿佛在天天过，但是我们在肉体里面却一点都没有得着破碎。
At the end, years by years, we may still be in the meeting in the church life, but we are not being dealt with.
这样的话，其实就带来整个召会的这个堕落。
That will become the falling of the church, degradation of the church.
所以我们真是何等的需要看见这样的亮光，并且是要接受主的托付。
We need to see such light and to bear the Lord's burden.
所以这就是为什么我们其实还有很多弟兄姊妹没有奉献。
Some of us here may not have consecrated yourselves yet.
我觉得今天晚上大家应该抓住这个机会，把自己奉献出来。
I think in the evening you should grab the opportunity to consecrate yourselves to the Lord.
因为这个奉献才是我们的这个基础。
Such consecration is our basis.
我们如果没有把自己献出来，主就没有办法在我们身上做工。
If you do not consecrate ourselves to the Lord, then the Lord has no way to work in you.
我觉得这个也是从我们这一面来说，我们实际上要成为一个奉献的人。
This is on our side. On our side, we need to be the one who has consecrated himself or herself.
那作为这个牧养的方面，其实总是两面，一个是我们是要成为一个对的人。
Go back to the matter of shepherding. On one hand, we need to be the proper person.
另外一面呢，就是我们所牧养的小羊，我们如何的能够去牧养他们
？On the other hand, is concerning the ones that we have the burden to shepherd.
我有一点这个一点自己的见证。
I have some testimony.
就在我们这个其实我信主大概是在二零一二年这个得救的。
In 2012, I became a Christian.
其实在这个信主之前，其实 我也是这个一个纯完这个纯正的一个唯物主义者。
Before I received the Lord, I am an atheist, just believing into the physical world.
直到后来，这个就是很多时候，这个弟兄姊妹也邀请我们来召会，但是我都是过躲。
Many brothers and sisters invite us to the church meetings, but we just rejected.
这夏天有很多的活动，那个时候就忙着出去玩，也虽然知道里面有点空，但是也没有想到我们真正需要主。
By that time, I just excused myself that I was occupied by many other things that I am not interested in the Lord.
直到这个到了十一月份，外面也冷起来了，没什么玩的了。
Until November that year, then the winter came. Outwardly, there were no other activities that I can attend.
然后才极不情愿地跟着姊妹来到了这个召会。
So very unwillingly, I came to the church meetings.
然后到了召会呢，我们来到这个主日聚会，就正好就是在听弟兄姊妹分享约翰福音的第十五章。
In the meeting, it was the Lord's day. I heard the brothers and sisters share concerning John chapter 15.
但是听了那个时候，当时心里面就很摸着。
I was really touched.
但是呢，摸着归摸着，其实这个还是就是有灵感，但就是有感动，却没有行动。
I got some touching in my heart, but I did not react.
我也没有想到要去受浸。
I did not think I should get baptized.
但是直到后来，这个我姊妹的姐姐就鼓励我们。
Then my sister-in-law encouraged us.
说你们要去这个找这个弟兄姊妹，能够去单独的和你们有这个一对一的这个牧养。
You better go to find some brothers and sisters in the church and receive some shepherding.
然后我们就很不好意思的就去找了这个陈弟兄。
So we found Brother Chen.
就邀请他能不能来我们家里面。
And kindly ask him, would you come into our home?
但是我们的感觉就是像彼得一样的天然。
So our feelings is just like the natural Peter.
因为觉得不好意思，就又浪费人家的时间，还要浪费人家的汽油。
It was quite unwillingly, because we asked someone, Brother Chen, to come to us and waste his gas to come to our home.
没想到后来约定的时间，弟兄就真的来了。
But Brother Chen really came，
还带了一个他姊妹做的一个饼。
He brought
a cake，
对 ，a cake made by his wife。
当时我们就觉得，哎呀，很不好意思啊。
We really feel that's too much for them。
好像只是别人给我们，我们什么都没给。
They have given us so much, but we have nothing in return。
但是到了后来，我们得救以后
，But after we got saved。
我才知道，原来这样的他的来，他的喜乐比我们所得到的更大。
I realized that the joy he gained by coming to visiting us is more than he gave to us, what he gave to us.
所以就这样，我们就开始了这个从呼求主名开始，一直到我们的得救。
So we starting from calling on the Lord until we got saved.
一直得救以后，我们这个家中聚会一直维持了三年。
So this home meetings has been carried out steadfastly for3 years.
我承认在这三年中真是得到了极大的这个喂养。
In these 3 years, I really got a lot of shepherding.
并且让我最摸着的一件事情就是我借着这个这样牧养让我建立起了一个属灵的习惯。
And through this shepherding, I got help to develop a spiritual habit.
在这个得救的大概两个月之后
In 2 months after I got saved.
这个弟兄就鼓励我们要和主的这个诚心。
The brother encouraged me to have morning revival.
所以那个时候我们就尝试着就是和主这个祷告诚心。
So we try to call on the Lord and have morning revival.
当一旦我祷告诚心，我就发现这个早上起来亲近主啊，是何等的甘甜。
So I found that it was so pleasant and joyful to touch the Lord in the morning.
所以从那个时候我们就一直就坚定持续一直到现在。
So we steadfastly to practice that until now.
也是主的怜悯，我觉得每天早上起来，这个当下沉的时候，借着这个祷告之后，就完全的复苏了。
I've got really revived through this morning time.
而且主还借着这样的诚心，建立起了我们的这个属灵的这个胃口。
Through the time of this morning revival, I developed my spiritual appetite.
那个时候我得救之前我喜欢在做饭的时候我喜欢听一些电视连续剧的一些东西。
Before I got saved, when I was cooking in the kitchen, I like to hear something from TV dramas.
但是后来 逐渐就我就说哎，不妨听听生命读经。
But now I just ask, why don't I listen to the messages of life study?
后来就边做饭边听生命读经。
So when I cook right now, I listen to the messages of the life study.
结果后来哇，发现这个听着听着，这个觉得这个听生命读经做饭都不再枯燥了。
The more I realize that I no longer find boring when I'm cooking.
有一天突然一下觉得，哎呀，是不是好久没听看那个电视连续剧？要不是做饭的再回去看一下。
Then one day I realized that, well, it's a long time I haven't watched to the TV drama. Should I just watch it after the dinner time?
后来就打开，发现听了一段时间，就发觉索然无味了。
Then I watched the TV dramas. Then I just find I'm no longer interested in that TV dramas.
所以这就给我们看见，弟兄姊妹，真的，我们生命或在这个主的这个做工下会有转变。
The Lord really worked in us to change us.
我们需要对主有这样的信心。
We need to have faith on our Lord.
但是我们首先的，我们是需要愿意去操练。
But the first thing we need to do, we need to have the willing heart.
我们首先是要建立我们的祷告生活。
We need to establish the prayer life.
特别是现在弟兄们的这个负担，确实我们一个人祷告，没有两个人在一起更新鲜活泼。
Especially on the burden of the praying group.
所以我这祷告生活一建立以后，这个后面的其实福音生活和这个牧养的生活就是顺理成章的事。
By one person, we may not have a life of prayer, but by groups, we can have the prayer life. But through the prayer life, we will gradually establish to have the shepherding life.
到后来，我们其实也其实回想，其实我们后来也起码带了可能五到六个人得救。
When I look back, I remember I may have got five or six people got saved.
我们也仿照着去人家的家中去进行家中牧养。
And we copy the pattern to have home meetings at these new ones' home.
但是那个时候确实这个也不知道怎么牧养，牧养的有时候牧养到一半，后来小羊就掉了。
The first time I practiced shepherding, and I don't know really anything, and then after a while, then we go fall back, and then we do not no longer steadfastly to practice that.
有时候我和姊妹下班以后吃完晚饭，把孩子这个让他们睡觉了，然后我们出发，晚上九点半了。
And sometimes after we have the dinner and having our kids to go to bed, and then by that time it was already 9:30 that we prepared to go out to shepherd others.
等到去到他们家牧羊这个家中训练完回来的时候12点晚上。
By the time we finished the home meetings at others' home, it was already 12 o'clock at night.
但是我和我姊妹可以见证那个喜乐是何等的大。
But I and my wife can testify such what a joy we had.
所以我就觉得这个召会生活实在是给我们一个受成全的机会。
So this church life really have many chances to perfect us.
但是需要弟兄姊妹们都要起来。
But we need to rise up.
我们要有一个心，要真正在神家中能够做柱子。
We need to have the heart to be perfected to be pillars of the church.
愿主能够使我们都起来，加强到我们到里面的人力。
May we all rise up and let the Lord to strengthen us in our inner man.
Amen.
Are you being shepherded this weekend?
弟兄姊妹，你们有被牧养到吗？在这个周末。
This matter of shepherding requires us to be shepherded first.
这个关于牧养的信息，要求我们自己先被牧养。
This morning I was touched with the brother sharing about prayer is a source from God.
今天早上我非常享受到祷告是的源头是出于神。
So as we're practicing these, you know, prayer groups, the source is our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们操练这样的祷告小组的时候，源头乃是神。
As we're living a life of the gospel, the source is the Lord.
当我们操练这样福音的生活的时候，源头仍然是主。
Well, in the same way, shepherding, you need to be shepherded by the Lord.
同样的，当牧养的时候，我们先要被主来牧养。
I think none of us would be here if we hadn't been shepherded by someone.
如果我们没有被哪些弟兄姊妹牧养，我们不可能今天在这里。
I was considering this matter of shepherding one-on-one. I was reminded of this past Iteril in Anaheim.
当我预备这样的一个一个的一对一的牧养的时候，我想到了已过的在安纳罕的训练。
The entire training was on Christ's heavenly ministry.
啊，整个的训练的主题就是讲到基督天上的执事。
And how we can cooperate with His heavenly ministry.
啊，我们如何与基督天上的执事配合
？Some of us think that the Lord's work was finished on the cross.
啊，有一些人认为主在十字架上已经完成了他的工作。
Or he did the most in those 33.5 years.
啊，或者他在那33年所成就的事情。
But actually, that work was just the beginning.
啊，但真实的那是刚刚的开始。
Romans 3 here says, in His heavenly ministry, Christ is still shepherding us.
啊，第三大点讲到，在基督天上的执事里，他仍然今天仍然在牧养我们。
Actually, the Lord is doing a lot more today than He did. The first 33.5 years.
他今天所做的比他在地上33年半所做的更多。
God as a Spirit has come into us.
啊，神作为灵已经进到我们的里面。
The living Shepherd is working in us.
啊，这个活的牧养者进到了我们的里面，在工作。
Moment by moment.
啊，每天都在运行，实时的运行。
And shepherding us.
啊，在牧养我们。
So I wanted to read just a couple of things from week 3 of that. That message that was given.
啊，我读一下这个周三的里面的一些的信息。
There we look at a pattern, which is the Apostle Paul was a pattern of the glad tidings that they spread.
啊，那里我们看到啊，保罗是信徒的榜样。
It says, "You know what kind of men we were among you for your sake."
他向帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说道：“你们知道我在你们中间为你们的缘故是怎样为人。”
In 1 Thessalonians 1:5, it says. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit.
啊，在帖撒罗尼迦前书1:5讲到，我在你们这里的福音啊，不是出于外面的言语，乃是出于神的能力。
In much assurance, even as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
啊，在你们中间我是如何的为你们的缘故是如何的行事为人。
So I should have done a diagram, but I didn't draw it ahead of time.But here we see the triune God came down to visit Paul.
啊，我应该画一个图画，但是我来不及。我们在这里看到三一神啊，在保罗里面来访问保罗。
Paul did not receive the earthly ministry face to face.
啊，保罗不是接受这个属地的执事。
But the Holy Spirit came to him as a shepherd in his heavenly ministry.
但是这个圣灵在他天上的执事里面临到保罗。
And shepherded Paul to follow him.
啊，牧养保罗，照顾保罗，让保罗能够跟随主。
So Paul says, "What kind of men we were among you?"
啊，保罗所以说到我在你们中间是如何行事为人。
So I wanted to read A and B. A and B. It says, "In the church, the most important thing is the person."
啊，所以在这里讲到，在教会里面最重要的事情乃是人。
The person is the way, and the person is the Lord's work.
啊，人是主的工作，人是主的道路。
What you are is what you do.
啊，你是什么样的人，就做什么样的事情。
So our brother shared that the Lord would nourish through His humanity.
啊，所以讲到这个主是在他的人性里面来顾惜我们。
Sorry, He would cherish as the Son of Man.
他是在这个人作为人子来顾惜我们。
And nourish as the Son of God.
啊，作为神子来喂养我们。
So, the Lord's humanity is what shepherds people.
啊，是主的人性才能够顾惜到人。
So the second point says we need to follow the pattern of the apostle to pay more attention to life than to work.
啊，所以我们第二点讲到我们要跟随保罗的榜样，注重人，注重生命，过于注重工作。
So I want to illustrate a little example of how not to shepherd.
我要给一个简单的例子，这个牧羊。
So,
请弟兄上来一下。
He's my sheep.
啊，他是我的小羊。
So maybe I'll come like this.
啊，也许我会站在这个高这样子来领导他。
What have you been doing this week?
我会告诉他你这个周末做了什么。这个。
Did you read your Bible this week?
啊，你读圣经了吗
？How could you miss the meeting?
啊，你怎么没来聚会啊
？You know we're.You see the height difference here?
啊，你看到这有这个不同吗
？The Lord came down as a man.
啊，主是降卑为人。
He came lower than man.
他降卑甚至低于我们。
To shepherd us.
来牧养我们。
Thank you, brother.
啊， 谢谢你。
This example shows what the Lord went through.
啊，这个啊例子告诉我们主经历了什么。
To shepherd us.
来为着来牧养我们。
His presence alone shepherds us.
啊，是他的同在就可以啊牧养到我们。
I hope that all of us saints, when we come to fellowship with older brothers or elders.
啊，我希望弟兄姊妹如果来和弟兄姊妹或者长老交通的时候。
We realize there's nothing to be afraid about.
啊，我们啊不应该有任何的惧怕。
There should be no fear in the church.
啊，我们应该不应该感到任何的畏惧。
Because their presence is nourishing to us.
啊，因为这个同在是就能够顾及到我们。
Because they have learned from the shepherd.
啊，他们因为这些，他们学会了从大牧人这个学会了如何来牧养。
To go one step further, how do we become this kind of person?
啊，那我们如何成为这样的人呢？
How can I not condemn my brother?
啊，我如何才能够不定罪我的弟兄呢
？My wife and I are fellowshipping during lunch.
啊，我跟我的姊妹有一点交通，在中午餐的时候。
We cannot condemn if we have failed ourselves.
啊，我们如果自己失败过，我们就不会定罪别人。
So this week during SSOT in Ontario, I had a realization I could not condemn any of these young people.
啊，在已过的训练里面，我就这个意识到我不能够定罪任何的年轻人。
Because of many of my failures,
啊，因为我自己也是同样的
失败。Many backsliding I had in the past,
啊，我自己已过的经历也是这样。
But the brothers didn't come and condemn me.
但是服侍我的弟兄并没有过来定罪我。
They came and shepherded me.
他们过来是牧养我。
Through their life.
啊，通过生命。
So the first requirement is we come out of love, like or the atmosphere must be love.
啊，所以这个牧养的气氛必须是爱的气氛。
So we come to ones because we have a genuine love for them.
啊，我们来牧养一个人，是因为我们有对他有真实的爱。
And then we'll get into the points now of how we can nourish them.
啊，我们这样才可能到一个点能够来顾惜他们。
Can we read three together in Chinese?
啊，让我们先读第三点的中文。
We'll take turns. So later on, we'll ask English. We'll just go back and forth for time.
啊，我们会换着来读。
So underline, we need to cooperate.
啊，在这我们需要与主配合。
Cooperate with the heavenly ministry.
与主天上的执事配合。
In Hebrews 13:21.
啊，希伯来书十三章二十一节。
We read it to you. Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Amen. 13:21 says,
十三章二十一节
perfect in you every good work for the doing of his will, doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
这里讲到在各样善事上成全你们好实行他的旨意他是在我们里面借着耶稣基督行他看为可喜悦的事愿荣耀归于他直到永永远远阿们。
Do you see the indwelling Christ in this verse?
啊，你看到这个内住的基督吗？在这里。
It says doing His will in us.
在这里是在我们里面行他的旨意。
Where is the shepherd that we're talking about?
啊，我们所讲到的基督的这个大牧人在哪里呢
？The shepherd indwells us.
啊，这个大牧人在我们的里面。
So he's perfecting us inwardly.
他是在我们里面来成全我们。
So the heavenly Christ as the Spirit indwells us.
基督作为这个灵是内住在我们的里面。
Let's have English speaking read A. We need,
exercise
to nourish the new believers for fruits to
remain.
By having home meetings with them. These home meetings we can cherish the new ones as a nursing mother.
Amen.
Just wanted to continue those verses in 1 Thessalonians 5:6-7.
我们在读帖撒罗尼迦前书 Chapter 5,
yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5.
第五章。
Sorry, chapter 2.
第二章。对不起，第二章。
Amen. So, we saw that Paul was shepherded by the triune God.
我们看见保罗被三一神牧养。
In verse 6 it says, you became imitators of us.
第六节讲到
and of the Lord having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Which verse?
Verse 6.
Verse chapter 1.
1:6.
第一章，不好意思，第一章第六节讲到，并且你们在大患难之中，带着圣灵的喜乐，领受了主的话，就效法我们，也效法了主。
Sorry, I'm jumping. That was a good verse too. It's repeated in verse 7 again.
Amen.
Sorry about that. So in verse 7 it says, "But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children."
Amen. So it's
2:7.
Yeah,
it's 现在是第二章第七节讲到啊，我们只在你们中间为人温和，如同乳母顾惜自己的孩子。
Like the brother gave this morning when the son was in the bathtub, you know, all filled with dirty water.
啊，就像我们今天早上弟兄所给的例子，这位弟兄的孩子在这个澡盆里面洗澡。
The love is still there.
啊，虽然这个弄得非常脏，但是爱人这个父爱在那里。
In the same way, we still shepherd.The new ones, even though they cry a lot, sin a lot, you know, they're very dirty, but we still shepherd them as a nursing mother.
所以当我们牧养新人，虽然他们这个经常哭闹，经常许多的情形，但我们仍然像一个乳母来顾惜他们。
Let's go on to B.
我们读第二点。
Chinese-speaking saints B.
中文的读 B. 第二点。
Say the best way to feed the lambs is through the home meetings.
这里讲到喂养小羊最好的办法就是借着家中的聚会。
Underline in the new believers' homes.
在这里要强调是在初信者的家中。
I won't ask you to raise your hands, but how many of you have invited a brand new contact at your first meeting with them to a Lord's Day meeting?
你们举一下手，你们有哪些人是这个邀请个第一次这个新接触的人来主日聚会的？
You just made a contact. You say, "Come to a Lord's Day meeting."
你遇到一个新接触人，你就说来我们的主日聚会。
Come to our group meeting.
来我们的小排聚会。
I think we're all guilty of this.
我们都对这个我们自己都我们自己都认为很惭愧。
But the Lord's way was always to go.
但是主的道路都是出去。
The Lord says, "Go and disciple all the nations."
主说去使万民做你的门徒。
He doesn't say, "Come and disciple the nations."
他不会说来，做使万民做你的门徒。
So we need to go to where the sinners are at.
所以我们需要去到罪人所在的地方。
And I want to break this concept of a home meeting has to be in a house of a new believer.
这里这个概念是这个家聚会可以在新人的家中。
The Lord met the woman at the well.
主在这个井里面遇到了这个撒玛利亚妇人。
So the Lord met him, you know, on the street.
在街上。
So it's okay if you can't get into her home right away.
可以到她的家中。
But the principle is you have to go where they are.
但是这里的原则是讲到要到罪人所在的地方。
Go to their jobs.
到他们工作的地方。
Go to their classrooms.
到他们的教室上课的地方。
Right?Go to where they hang out.
到他们这个出外这个游玩的地方。
This is the Lord's way.
这是主的道路。
But then once you get there, how do you cherish them?
当你去到这个初信者那里，你如何来顾惜他们
？How do you nourish them?
你如何喂养他们
？Here it says we need to help them to pray.
这里讲到我们需要帮助他们祷告。
Help them to sing hymns.
帮助他们唱诗。
I've tried this before where someone has a problem and you try to figure a way how to solve their problem.
我以前尝试过当一个人有一些的问题，我尝试着帮助他解决这个问题。
You try to give them some better advice.
帮助他们更好的一些建议，给一些建议。
Most of the time it doesn't work.
基本上大多数都是没有什么的益处。
But if you help them to sing and touch their spirit,
但是如果你帮助他们唱诗，摸到灵
，just sing some songs and read the word,
唱一些的诗，然后读一些的话
，this will feed their inner being,
这个会喂养到他们的里面的人
，to nourish them,
能够顾惜到他们。
Next one, that's point C.
下面是这个
I'll read it.
我来读第三。
We also need this kind of personal contact for the feeding of the new believers. We have to feed the new believers one by one. This requires much endeavor and labor.
为着喂养书信者，我们也需要个人的接触。我们必须是一个一个的喂养新人，这需要我们尽心竭力并劳苦。
We think the most efficient way is to gather 20 people and preach to them.
我们天然的观点认为这个最有效的是把20个人聚集在一起，然后来喂养他们。
If you look at the examples and the cases in the Gospel of John,
如果你看在这个约翰福音里面的榜样，
almost every one of them is one by one.
几乎所有的主都是一对一的去牧养。
One by one is the fastest way to shepherd people.
一对一的牧养是最快的路。
One by one is the fastest way to perfect them.
一对一是最快的成全他们的路。
Face to face.
面对面。
Paul did this in Acts 20. He says, for 3 days, night and day.
保罗在这个使徒行传二十章。
3 years, not 3 days, 3 years.
他三年的时间。
He endeavored in this kind of labor.
他这个这样的劳苦，面对面的劳。
Under point D, I would say our lack of increase.
这里这个第四点讲到我们缺少扩增。
I mean, there's many things you could point at.
你可以指出许多的事情。
But the last 7 years, I think the main lack of why not more have been gained is not so much because of our distributing of the Bibles.
不是这个我们过去几年没有这个扩增，不是因为我们没有这个发圣经。
We've given out thousands of Bibles in Montreal.
我们在这个蒙特利尔已经发出去了这个成千的圣经。
20,000? More than 20,000 Bibles.
多达两万本。
But I believe our lack of not gaining more is because of lack of shepherding.
我们没有得到扩增，是因为我们缺少牧养。
Have we been perfected to shepherd others?
我们有受到成全来牧养他人吗？
So this is becoming more of my burden. We need to perfect ones to shepherd others.
这成为我的负担。我们需要来成全彼此，能够牧养别人。
Otherwise, people come in and go out just as fast.
否则的话，这个人就会进来和出去一样快。
If we don't have the heart of the shepherd.
你如果没有一个牧者的心。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Last one on E says, we should nourish them as a nursing mother caring for her own children. We need to be steadfast in practicing the home meetings.
我们需要像乳母一样顾到这个初信者，就是要到他们的家中操练，家中聚会。
We should not carry out the home meetings sporadically, rather we should do it steadily, continually, 52 times a year.
我们需要坚定持续的操练，不可一曝十寒，要细水长流，一年五十二周，周周不放。
So, many times, I'll speak from our experience in Montreal.
我在这个蒙特利尔的经历。
Listen, the group that I'm serving with.
这个和我这个我服侍的这个小组。
Somebody is waiting for an email to go out for us to meet.
有一些人这个在等待着这个邮件，这个我们出去聚会。
And some years ago, no email was sent out, and there was no meeting.
有一次这个没有这个发出这个邮件就没有聚会了。
Is that a vital home meeting?
这是一个有活力的家聚会吗？
Or sometimes we would hope, oh, maybe they'll forget this week. You know, there'll be no home meeting. So very, very sporadic.
有的时候我们这个甚至就如果我们忘记了就没有聚会了。
But for something to grow, it has to be consistent.
如果要长大的话，必须这个坚定持续。
We has to be day by day, house to house.
我们必须每一天这个挨家挨户。
The home meetings is the foundation of the church life.
家聚会是教会的根基。教会生活的根基。
You know that you don't need an email or someone to open up a home meeting.
你不需要等待别人发出来邮件才有家聚会。
Whenever you invite someone to your house, that is a home meeting.
你只要邀请人来到你的家中，就是家聚会。
It can be day by day, any time of the week.
你可以每天的这个任何的时候。
It doesn't have to be on Friday night.
你不需要一定是在星期五晚上。
Who has a concept home meetings have to be on Friday night?
有我们谁有这个观念，就是家聚会一定要在周五晚上。
One of our brothers is going to be working on weekends starting this fall.
我们有一个弟兄，这个秋天开始要需要周末工作。
But he's going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
但他星期一、星期二、星期三会放假。
So have your home meeting anytime of the night.
所以你可以任何时间邀请他来参加。
That's actually his burden to open up his home throughout the week.
这个就是我们需要有负担能够打开家在周中的时候。
And the last point under Rome number four.
在第四大点的最后一点。
What is the content of the home meeting?
家聚会的内容是什么？材料是什么？
Well, this is maybe a sensitive subject in Montreal.
这是这个一个我们的课题。
But many times we also just wing it every Friday night.
我们很多时候。
We wing it. We just kind of like we're just going to do something whatever the spirit flows.
我们很多时候就是认为这个我们就这个照着圣灵的带领就有什么就读什么。
We don't have much consideration of preparing some material for the new ones.
我们没有花足够的时间来预备为着新人的材料。
I'm not saying all the homes are like this, but I'm speaking from my experience.
我不是说所有的都这样，只是说从我自己的经历。
Or we just every week we do morning Bible day 1 to day 7.Or you know, day one to the whole week.
这个我们就像这个晨兴圣言，这个叫从周一到周六一整周。
So we just go through it every week. Doesn't matter if there's a brand new one there.
我们就是这样读，不管有没有新人来到我们中间。
Day one to day six.
他们这个到这个第六天。
Well, this can choke a new one.
这个会让新人这个厌食噎食。
So the Lord, we need to consider for every home meeting who's going to be there.
我们需要顾到这个每一次的家聚会谁会在那里。
That's why the content of the home meeting, is the truth of the Lord's recovery.
所以这个聚会的内容应该是主恢复的真理。
We know we need to meet in every home.
我们在每一个家里面。
But how much do we pay attention to what meal do we serve?
但我们有花足够的注意力，这个我们是提供什么样的食物
？So I want to give you what is the menu from a restaurant where you can choose from.
我给你们一个这个菜单，这个我们可以从那里。
You want to know a menu that where you can choose food from?
你希望知道有一个这个菜单，我们能够选择吃什么样的食物吗
？Ministrybooks.org, you have 1,000-course meal.
在这个ministry.org 这个网站上有成千的这个属灵食物。
This week, brother asked about gospel outlines. How to preach the gospel?
这个星期有弟兄问到这个如何这个传福音，能够福音的纲要。
There's over 200 gospel outlines that you can use to preach the gospel.
在这个网上有超过200份的这个福音的纲要，你可以用来传福音。
Do you know what kind of rich ministry we have?
你知道我们这个执事有多丰富吗
？The ministry is so rich.
这个执事太丰富了。
We don't need to go and dig into other sources.
我们不需要这个到处这个像无头苍一样去找起这个。
We just need to go and find the right course.
我们只需要找到这个正确的这个课程。内容。
Maybe for time, can we read Rome number 5 together?
让我们一起读第五大点。
How about all English-speaking saints read 5?
英文，我们读英文。
And Chinese will do 6.
中文会读第六点。
Large number of spiritual publications, close to 1,000 on all kinds of topics. Every message is appealing. We need to choose appropriate publications and carry 2 or 3 with us. For example, the Ministry of Human Life, Gospel of God's Economy, Calling on the Name of the Lord, Christ is the Spirit of Life, The Economy of God, the All-Inclusive Christ.Most of these are free, right here in the corner.
许多的材料在这里都是免费的，在我们这个角落里面。
Right, Bibles of Canada gives them out for free.
我们都是把它免费的分送。
So you have the food in your hands, you just need to get into them.
你有食物在手里，你只是需要来进入它。
And then we need to stir up an appetite. I like what our brother shared about stirring up an appetite.
我很享受这种交通，我们需要激起这个属灵的胃口。
That's the first thing in a new believer is to stir up an appetite for the word and for the ministry.
这是对初信者就是最重要的事情，就是眺望他们里面对执事的话、主的话的胃口。
No appetite, no food.
如果没有胃口，就不会吃食物。
You can pour it out, but if they don't have an appetite, it's all in vain.
你可以这个大量的传输，但是如果他没有胃口，就不会有任何的。
So how do you stir up an appetite?
那如何能够激起这样属灵的胃口
？You got to eat it yourself.
你自己首先要吃。
It's got to be food to you.
首先要成为你的食物。
It's like, hey brother, you should enjoy this.
啊，你不能说啊，弟兄，这个你坐下来来享受。
No, no, brother, I enjoy this.
啊，你应该说啊，弟兄，我很享受这一点。
Isn't this rich? What is written right here?
啊，这里真是太丰富了，这里所写的。
We have to enjoy it, then you'll stir up an appetite.
啊，如果我们自己享受，我们就可以啊，激起别人的享受。
Lastly, let's have whose turn was it? Six. Transpeaking saints, let's read six together.
好，中文的圣徒，请读第六大点。
So shepherding is going to issue in the final revival.
啊，牧养会带进最终的复兴。
The heavenly ministry through Christ's shepherding through his heavenly ministry.
啊，基督在他天上的执事里借着牧养。
He will issue in the final revival.
会带进终极的复兴。
This will consummate this age.
啊，这会结束这个时代。
So we need to learn this way of shepherding.
所以我们需要学习这样如这个牧养。
To give up ourselves, our time, and our energy.
啊，奉献我们的时间、精力，我们的全人。
To care for the new ones.
啊，来牧顾到新人。
Oh Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣。
Give us this heart to shepherd.
啊，给我们一个牧养的心肠。
Shepherd us, Lord Jesus.
先来牧养我们。
We would shepherd others.
啊，所以我们可以牧养别人。
Maybe if some would still respond of testimonies of how they've been shepherded by others.
啊，也许有一些弟兄姊妹可以做一些见证，他们如何被别人。
I didn't ask anybody specifically.
我没有点固没有固定的这个
But do we have time that some could respond? Okay, so we have some already arranged. Whoever else have time could testify of how they've been shepherded.
啊，我们有一位弟兄有预备，之后如果你有感觉，也可以起来分享。
Amen. 我今天是作为一个被牧养者来做见证。
So today I'm testifying as someone who has been shepherded.
我呢得救的时间也比较的早。
Even though I was saved when I was young.
但是我是在公会的环境里。
I've grown up in a denomination.
所以说呢，没有得到这种牧养的成全。
So I wasn't perfected by shepherding.
公会当中有些很多的真理。
Even though there were truths in the denominations,
他们讲的也都是正确的。
I would say that what they were saying were correct.
但是很多都没有实行。
But not so many practices.
所以在去年的九月。
So, September last year.
我拿到了这个公召会的福音单张。
So I received a gospel tract.
我也是第一次认识了这个召会的这种建造的意象。
So that was the first time the vision of the building of the church was revealed to me.
然后呢，也认识了这种操练的生活。
And also the way a life of exercise and also was revealed to me.
然后那个时候呢，有一位弟兄也开始陪我进行晨兴。
So and also at that time there was a brother who was having morning revival with me every day.
我当时呢，只是认为这只是一种像形式一样。
I was like, you know, at what time I was just thought that it was just another kind of formality.
但是渐渐的，我开始享受这样的材料。
But slowly, I start to enjoy the materials we were going through.
我们一直从呼求主名。
So we started by calling upon the name of the Lord.
然后到对主很多真理的享受。
And also started entering into more truths and enjoying them.
我们需要注意这个地方不是对真理的认识。
It's not knowing the truth.
这是对真理的享受。
But enjoying the truth. Amen.
我也非常的就是摸着这个牧养的事情。
And also we're touched by the matter of shepherding.
这个实际上也是一种建造。
And this is kind of a building.
我们都知道圣经讲的是生命与建造。
We all know that the Bible is focused on life and building.
但是我们却忽略了这个与新人之间的建造。
But sometimes we neglect the building with the new ones.
所以我非常的也是非常感谢昭慧，也有浩伟弟兄。
I'm really thankful for the church and especially our brother Howie.
他也一直与我建造在一起。
He always building with me.
这个牧养对我来说非常的重要。
So the shepherding is very crucial to me.
这个并不说是灵里的一种火热。
It's not just a simple burning in the spirit.
但这是灵里的实行。
But a practice in the spirit.
我在之后呢也来到了弟兄之家。
And then I moved into the brother's house.
我也非常享受在弟兄之家的操练。
And also, I enjoy the exercise in the brother's house.
尽管我要上课的地方来回需要两个小时。
Even though the place that I have classes is 2 hours away from the brother's house.
但是我非常的喜欢在神家的建造。
But I really enjoy the building in God's house.
所以我们可以看到这种针对性的牧养。
So you know, I soon see this one and one shepherding.
就能让我们有非常坚实的这种建造。
So it will bring in a solid building.
我们培养的不光是新人
，so we are not just you know perfecting the new ones.
我们是要培养柱子
，but we are also perfecting them to become pillars.
对，这些人都将会成为柱子
，and all will become pillars.
所以我们就需要有一对一的牧养。
So for this, we need the one-on-one shepherd.
因为每个人的样子，每个人的个性都不一样
，because everyone is different.
我们需要有更多的去关心关照他们。
So we have to pay more attention to them. Take. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.